Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. Boy, is there a lot of intelligence to be briefing about here, and in fact a lot of discussion of what the intelligence community of the United States is up to at the moment, specifically with respect to the takedown, and I think that's one term for it. Others have used more colorful terms like political assassination of Lieutenant General Michael Flynn until earlier this week, the national security advisor to President Donald Trump. One of the people who's been doing exceptionally important investigative journalism on this subject is our first guest. He is Adam Credo. His national security beat is the required reading of our time at the Washington Free Beacon. He has been reporting on a number of different angles concerning this story, and I'm really thrilled to be able to catch up with him and discuss several of them with him in this short period of time. Adam Credo, it's good to have you. Welcome back, as always, to Secure Freedom Radio.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, let's just sort of do some level setting, as they say in the military, on what we know about the role that has been played by, it appears, both former and present intelligence officials, Adam Credo, in this unhappy story, from my point of view, of the dismissal of, or resignation, I should say, of Lieutenant General Flynn.
Sure. So, essentially, look, What we're seeing here is that the Trump administration at this point is still building itself, and there are a certain number of Obama administration holdovers, not just in the general government, but also in sensitive intelligence positions. There is also a cast of characters that once served in the White House who have made it very clear that their goal is to undermine Trump on the foreign policy front, and they've started press operations aimed at this type of thing. They include Ben Rhodes, who we know from pushing the Iran nuclear deal, and other individuals that kind of worked under that guise for Rhodes. And essentially, in December, before Trump was inaugurated, it seems that the Obama White House had started to selectively leak information and damaging things about Flynn in a selective manner to their friends in the press. That would include the New York Times, NBC, the Washington Post, CNN, CBS, these types of news outlets. And these type of news outlets really hammered that. Now, after the Obama administration left, these officials continued this campaign. And I would say that there is a level of teamwork between these faceless, nameless, deep state individuals that work in the intelligence community, have access to classified material, and these fellows who are now outside of the administration, but still very close with a lot of their allies in the press. That right there is the recipe to take down somebody like Michael Flynn.
Yeah, and conceivably others as well. Let me ask you about Ben Rhodes. You've been one of those who's been particularly, I think, effective in exposing what he called the echo chamber, famously in a, well, I guess, a moment of braggadocio to the New York Times Sunday Magazine about 6 months or so ago, I think. He was talking about it in the context of how he had basically perpetrated what my friend Fred Flights, who will be with us shortly, calls national security fraud in terms of selling the Iran deal. Adam Credo, some of your reporting suggests that part of what's going on here with respect to Flynn in particular, but the Trump administration more generally, may be a rearguard action aimed at protecting that deal. And of course, the regime that has benefited massively from it, as you've reported, the Islamic Republic of Iran. Talk a little bit about that angle to the story, if you would.
Well, sure. What I've heard from multiple sources that I've spoken to, both inside and outside of the White House and those close to it, have essentially told me that one of the main goals in kind of kneecapping Trump administration on a larger national security front was going after Flynn because he wanted to release a lot of these secret Iran side deals. There are many of them, and even though they're unclassified, they're treated in a classified manner. People cannot actually take a look at them, even members of Congress with proper clearance. So,
and before we leave that, though, Adam, why is that? Why, if they're unclassified, why do you think this, or why are you being told that this information is not being made available, at least to members of Congress, for crying out loud, if not to the public?
Well, it's very clear. The Obama administration wanted to hide things that they thought might lead people to, in some ways, rightfully conclude that this Iran nuclear deal was bad, that there were massive giveaways to Iran, that there was $2 billion in cash to be given to Iran, that there were a level of side deals, including rolling back sanctions and inspections regimes that might be less than impressive, these types of things.
I've even been told, Adam, and I don't know if you would credit this, that green cards were given in the mix to Iranian officials. I mean, what we know about this deal was bad enough. It's hard to imagine that there's that much that's still undisclosed that would cause people to think that what might have been an acceptable deal would suddenly be terrible. It was a terrible deal to begin with. The Iranians, you've reported, are also making threats about having any of this information come to light. Tell us about that.
Well, sure, they are. They're warning the Trump administration against disclosing this. They claim this could potentially violate the deal. I don't personally see anywhere in the deal where that would actually constitute a violation, but yet they're making this claim. And one, this is an effort to ensure the deal continues. The Iranians might be genocidal and maniacal, but they love money and they want to continue to get money from the open economy that the deal has kind of given them.
Or at least open access to the West's economies, if not internally.
Well, yes, precisely. And I think one of the larger things here that connects back to Flynn is Flynn wanted to publish these secret side deals, make them public. The deal with the former Obama administration here and its allies who are still in government, this deep state, is really about keeping the Trump administration off balance, handicapping them by going after individuals like Flynn. And the net benefit to these Obama loyalists is that the Trump administration is playing defense, dealing with controversies, and therefore cannot enact their own foreign policy vision, such as revealing these documents.
Yeah, and perhaps in turn properly shredding this deal. Adam Credo is our guest from the Washington Free Beacon. Adam, I just want to, before we run out of time, to ask you to talk a little bit about reporting that you've done on a man who is being described as the likely successor to Michael Flynn, Admiral Bob Harward, a Navy SEAL. He's got on paper quite an impressive resume. You have described some of the people that he would likely bring in ways that I have to tell you are very troubling to me, and I would think to the president as well. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, it's quite interesting. And Harward himself, as far as I can tell, has been close to Mattis and really a pretty good official in terms of the policy and what he believes in. However, what we're seeing is kind of a behind-the-scenes effort by his allies to start over, as they say, at the NSC, at the White House, to wholesale revamp it, fire a lot of the people there. And one that's worrying to current staffers who have kind of already identified the anti-Trump elements that are kind of circulating and also have started to enact their agenda in the Trump administration's policy view. So I think that we're seeing a lot in certain ways, an effort to remove some of these people and bring in Harwood's team, which, as far as I can tell, would include a certain number of these people who once proclaimed themselves as never Trumpers or those who oppose
Trump. Amazingly. I was listening to National Public Radio this morning, and they had an interview with Elliot Abrams, who was being, again, discussed for a time as the prospective number two at the State Department, and he explained why he didn't get the job was that he was, he didn't quite put it this way, but he had been a never-Trumper in the course of the earlier primary season. That apparently was held against him by the president. I would like to think that the president wouldn't want such people elsewhere in his administration, certainly not in the very important National Security Council staff. And it seems to me an argument against Bob Harward that he may be looking to bring such people in and remove people that Mike Flynn had put in place. a story I know you will be covering closely and superbly. Adam Credo at the Washington Free Beacon, really, as I say, required reading every day. I appreciate you sharing your views with us from time to time and hope you'll come back to us again soon. Next up, we'll take another step with another of our friends in the Fourth Estate, Richard Pollack from the Daily Caller. Get his read on what's happening here and what it might mean for you. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.